Welcome to a special edition of Innovations in Education, eSchool Media's podcast on the latest and greatest in both K-12 and higher ed tech. I'm Kevin Hogan, content director for both eSchool News and eCampus News, and I'm glad you found us. Now, drop the company name and structure on the average educator, and you more than likely will get a blank stare in return. Now mention Instructure's flagship product, Canvas, and you will get a flash of instant recognition. Founded in 2008, Instructure reports having more than 6,000 customer organizations with more than 35 million users around the world in both K-12 and higher ed. I had the opportunity to attend InstructureCon 23, the company's first user conference since the pandemic, and meet many educators, partner companies, as well as Instructure's senior leadership. That includes Chief Product Officer Shirin Vijayasingham, Ryan Lufkin, Vice President of Global Strategy, and CEO Steve Daly. We hit on a number of topics that will affect the way educators and students teach and learn, including post-pandemic behaviors, student security, the pursuit of equitability in education, the future of hybrid learning, and of course, AI, and yes, a little more AI. It was the first Innovations podcast recorded in person, but certainly won't be the last. First up, Shirin, on the rise of collaboration tools and other innovations that have come about in the wake of COVID-19. Have a listen.
First Instructure conversation. Very excited to be here. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me today.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
Let's jump right into the weeds. Let's get this started in terms of Instructure and sort of the work you're doing and the state of play that you see the company in now and where you might see it going as we enter our, hopefully, our endemic or out of the pandemic.